Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled Being Born Again. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. I have just read from the King James Version. Justin was the captain of his school's football team. The coach preached the gospel to him, and because he wanted to be in the good books of the coach, he said the sinner's prayer and started attending church services with him. But he didn't truly believe or care about God or religion. When it was time to be baptized, he was baptized with the rest and he started attending discipleship class. Because the fellowship he was attending was very sound in the ministry of the word, he could not but come in contact with the living word of God during the services and discipleship classes. Even though at first, Justin told his coach he now believed because he wanted to be in the good books of his coach. He was now hearing the word of God, and through it, faith was building in his heart. Eventually, he truly accepted the Lord Jesus and became born again. From today's Bible verse, we can see that what makes us born again is the seed of God that has been sown within us. Without the word of God, which is the seed, no one can be born again, because the new birth is a product of the word, which is the water and the spirit. See Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26. It talks about the word of God being the water that washes us. John chapter 3 verse 5. Jesus says, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And see John chapter 15 verse 3. Here Jesus tells his disciples that they are clean by the words that he has spoken to them. If a believer does not continue in the word of God, he cannot be a disciple of the Lord and experience true freedom. In John chapter 8 verse 31 to 32, Jesus told the Judeans that believed in him that if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Experiencing freedom from demonic oppression, from the power and dominion of sin, is a product of continuing in the word of God after you have believed. Today's scripture reveals that being born again is not a one-off thing, but a continuous process through the word of God. It says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God. Your spirit was regenerated when you first believed, but you, your soul, is being born again by the word of God, as you are being transformed from glory to glory into the nature of Christ. We must allow the seed of God's word to continue to grow and bring forth fruits. The more we allow the word of God shape our worldview and choices, the more fruitful we will be. There are many things competing with the word of God in our hearts, and if we are not careful, they would choke the seed and prevent fruitfulness. Remember the parable of the sower. Go into today remembering to guard your heart with all diligence. Reject and resist any philosophy that competes with the ideals of God's word in your heart. Pray like this. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for bringing me into new life by your word and spirit. Please help me grow and become more like you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you are listening to this and you are not yet born again and you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, let us pray this prayer together. You can say these words after me. Lord Jesus, today I confess with my mouth that you are Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead on the third day when you died to save me. Heavenly Father, please forgive my sins and please cleanse me from all of my unrighteousness. I confess that I now belong to you and I live under your authority all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for accepting me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have just prayed this prayer, I want to congratulate you, because by confessing the Lord Jesus, you receive his salvation. I want to encourage you to visit our website, which is streamglobe.org, and click on the menu that says, Are You Saved? On that webpage, you will find materials that would help you, including a free audiobook. Download it and listen to it. It will greatly help you grow. Now, if you are listening to this and you are sick and you want to receive your divine healing, let us pray. And the power of Jesus will reach you wherever you are, and you will find healing and deliverance. You can just place your hand on your head or on that part of your body that is aching. And as an act of faith, as I pray, say a very loud amen, and you will find your healing. Jesus has paid for it already, paid in full, and by his stripes you are healed. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your healing power that you have chosen to manifest even through this platform. Lord, I pray for everyone who is hearing me, who is sick in any part of his or her body. I decree right now in the name of Jesus that you are healed. You are healed. You are healed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. You are healed in the name of Jesus. For the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. That affliction shall not come back again in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is upon you right now, and you are healed and delivered from your affliction. You are healed and delivered from your destructions in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for your healing power, and thank you, Lord, for the miracles. You who is trusting God to intervene in that situation in your life, receive the intervention of God right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we worship you and we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today is from the book of Haggai. This Bible plan is continuous, so if you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Stream Globe World Outreach has produced a 365-day printed book, which is the Stream Globe Devotional. And this devotional is very good for young people. It's good for teenagers, and it's good for people of all ages, really. It is sold at a subsidized rate of 500 naira. Now, this is a 368-page book. It's a thick book. It normally would go for 1,500 naira. But we are selling it at this rate because our partners have paid for it to be subsidized. If you want to order your copy, you can do so right now. It's a beautiful New Year present. If you are ordering in a city where we do not have a distributor within Nigeria, you may have to pay a little fee for the shipping and handling of the book. You can place your order by calling +234 8113 416 964 or +234 8114 467 9689. In order for you to start getting Stream Globe devotional audio that has audio Bible for our yearly Bible plan, please join our Telegram group. Download Telegram if you do not have Telegram on your device. It's free on all app stores. Install and search for Stream Globe. You'll find one of our groups. Join the group, and on that group, you'll be getting the audio that comes with Audio Bible. If you've been blessed by this devotional, you've been healed, you've been delivered, you've been enlightened by God's word, we would love to hear your testimony. Send your testimony to us via WhatsApp on +234 803 442 0524. If you wish to send your prayer request, you can send your prayer request to that same number via WhatsApp. To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us or donate by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80 344 20 524 or +234 90 555 6538.